The next day and a half is going to be huge for A's baseball in Oakland if it's going to remain, and it's going to be all up to the legislature in Nevada. We're going to go over everything that we know right now, today, on Locked On A's.
You are Locked On A's, your daily Oakland A's podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Time for Locked On A's. Stepping to the mic, it's your host, Jason Burke.
How's it going, A's fans? And welcome to episode 580 of the Locked On A's podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, noted baseball fan Jason Burke. And on today's show, we're going over everything that we know about what's going on in Nevada right now. Their session is almost over. What else needs to be done before they can vote on the A's bill? We're going to go over all of that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming reverse boycott on June 13th. Some big news happened, so we're going to talk about that. And also a piece that John Shea wrote calling the A's the best fans in baseball. And then we're going to wrap up real quick with just a couple of quick takeaways from the Miami Marlins series. The A's got swept by the Marlins. So we're going to just brush that one under the rug. Don't remember the bold predictions that I had from the last episode. Those don't matter. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't look for them. It's okay. But before we get into anything, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on the journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/lockedonMLB today to get 10% off of your first month. And also, thank you so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available wherever you like to hear your podcast. If you're on YouTube right now, make sure to comment down below, give us a little thumbs up, and why not subscribe while you're doing all those things? And if you're on the other platforms, give us a five-star review, because those help grow the podcast. And that's something that I thoroughly enjoy, is growing the podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I am by Jason B on Twitter. And check out Inside the A's for more A's news, insight, and analysis coming your way whenever A's news happens. It's at Inside the A's. But let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Nevada, because as we all know, the legislature closes on June 5th, 11:59 p.m. June 5th. That is Monday. That is as we're recording this tomorrow. That's roughly a day and a half from right this moment as I'm recording. And Nevada doesn't have a budget. So that's a big one right there. They need to figure out. I believe it was on Friday. That Governor Joe Lombardo vetoed a big budget bill that really set things back in determining what Nevada's budget would be. And the reason that the budget in Nevada is so important right now is because without a budget, they are not going to be voting on SB 509, the A's ballpark bill. It's called something else, like the Las Vegas Tourism and Industry bill or whatever. But for us, it's the A's ballpark bill. That's what it's called. That's what it's about. SB 509, the A's ballpark bill. So with a day and a half left, they need to figure out the budget. Obviously, this comes with a huge caveat, which is they're not going to just not have a budget. They will go to a special session to figure that out. But the other caveat here, which could play in Oakland's favor, or Oakland A's fans at least, maybe not Oakland, but people that don't want to see their team leave, is that there were some rumblings that if there was not a budget, they were playing hardball with Joe Lombardo, who the governor of Nevada, who is very on board with the A's ballpark proposal. They lawmakers were saying, we will not talk about the A's ballpark bill in a special session. Whether or not that was talk, we'll see in the coming days. But the A's ballpark bill, potentially, I don't know that it's, if I was a betting man, and we're talking about Las Vegas here, I'd say that they will talk about it in a special session because it could be good for the state. Potentially, it could also be disastrous for the state. So if they talk about it and they vote on it, it's probably getting passed. So that's one. Or they're just going to vote on it real fast and go, no, and then it's done. So that's where we are. No votes on the A's bill until there is a budget, though. And so that's kind of what we're keeping an eye on right now. From afar, at the very least, is just will there be a budget? Because once there is, then you can start seeing some of the other things falling into place. There's also the movie actors. They're looking for tax cuts. Jeremy Renner is lobbying for tax cuts. So that's something. The A's could potentially have greased the wheel a little bit in putting their name or some funding behind another bill that was introduced over the weekend, and that is AB 528. That I don't know what AB stands for. I'm really trying not to learn too much about Nevada and their legislative process, but AB 528 is the name of the bill, and the hopes with this bill, if it passes, would be that it gets $200 million in funding from the state, the gaming industry, and other partners, unnamed other partners, to establish wide-ranging homelessness assistance. And that is something that was not harped on, but talked about for at least a little bit, where it was noticeable during the hearing, the joint hearing on SB 509, the A's bill, on Monday with the joint committees. And so that is something that they were addressing, like, hey, how would you be a community partner for Las Vegas, for this place in the Strip? What would you do? And, they were talking about that there's stuff in the bill that would, if there's a surplus of, like the project overshoots its estimations and they're making just so much money, I don't know what to do with this money, then they'd address homelessness. Which is basically how it's written into law. Maybe some of the lawmakers were looking for more assurances than, hey, we don't know that this thing is going to work out. So how about you help fix homelessness beforehand? And then we start talking about some stuff. Whether or not that is accurate or true, we don't know. It was introduced over the weekend, though, and the A's owner and the president were both in Las Vegas on Wednesday, presumably trying to drum up support. And so they had to throw a bone somewhere. And maybe it was that homelessness, because that's a bit of a scratch my back kind of thing, where if they're addressing the homelessness in the area that they are trying to build, it would be good for them. And also so it's beneficial for both parties here, for John Fisher to spend some money on homelessness in Nevada if he wants to get his ballpark bill passed, and also if he wants to build in Nevada. So you could see it making sense in that regard. So with that in mind, if the A's are in fact attached to that bill, again, it's unnamed parties, but if that is the case, it seems like they have the votes as of right now. Could they potentially lose some votes if the budget bill is not passed ahead of time, and there is a special session that is needed in order to vote on these two on a new budget and also the A's bill, potentially, because it seemed like there was not a lot of support coming out of the legislature after the joint hearings. And so could they be like, you know what, this is Joe Lombardo's bill. We don't really want anything to do with this anymore. It's not a good deal for Nevada. We've spent too long. I'm just going to vote no on this. I was on the fence, now I'm a no, as opposed to maybe being a yes, because they went to a special session. That could be in play here, but there's also union jobs potentially at stake here. And Nevada seems to be a big union state. So there's a lot at play here. It's seeming as though, I mean, we've seen, guesstimations at a bunch of places, 90% probably that they're going to be heading to Vegas, but until shovels are in the dirt, can't count anybody out. So we'll see. Lawmakers just wanted to see they wanted the A's to show that they were committed to the community in Las Vegas. So if they are in fact involved in this, that would be them showing that they are committed to the community at least a little bit, as a show of, here's some money, we're not going to do anything actually. So there's all of that. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the community that they didn't want to show support for, and that is the Oakland community, because they have not done well by us. Let's just say that. But before we get into all of that, let's talk a little bit about eBay Motors. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit, and it's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors with eBay's Guaranteed Fit. You can make sure that every part fits just right the first time around. Just add your vehicle to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit, or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Motors guaranteed fit, only available to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Whew, that was a lot. Anyways, welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe wherever you like to hear podcasts. Follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. Check out Inside the A's for more A's news, insight, and analysis coming your way. Whenever A's news happens, it's at Inside the A's. I've been writing less about the team of late, mostly because I don't feel like anybody cares as much about what's going on the field because it's not pretty. And also, they're not good. And I don't like being, this is how bad they are compared to the history of time. That's not me. So I'm writing about how they might leave for Las Vegas instead. That's been my thing. So yay. Hopefully I can get back to writing about good baseball before too long. We'll see. But anyways, let's talk a little bit about this reverse boycott. I wrote about it. I think I might've been one of the first people that actually wrote about this when it was first announced. And then, the New York Times picked it up and, the Chronicle and other places. But, I was there. I was talking with Stu before everybody else. Just a thought. Just wanted to throw that one out there. And I'm very excited for the upcoming reverse boycott on June 13th. If you don't know what it is, what I'm talking about, you've been out of the loop or you're tuning in because you wanted to hear some Vegas talk and you're like, hey, what's this reverse boycott business? Here's what it is. Basically, A's fans are just, obviously, we're fed up with ownership. You've seen the empty seats in the ballparks. And that is because we've been just wrung through the mud for years. They trade our favorite players all the time. We're basically a laughing stock. The team is awful right now, and we're still showing up. We're still there. We're still excited about the team, which is awesome. But they've let the Coliseum go to crap. An older ballpark than the Coliseum, Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium is an amazing place to go watch a baseball game. They have a new sound system. They do stuff right at Dodger Stadium. And it feels like if John Fisher had put some time and effort into preserving the baseball experience in Oakland and maybe signed a player or two every now and then, made it look like we were trying to compete every now and then, maybe people would still be going to friggin' games. Maybe, I don't know. It became apparent very early on that John Fisher is not a spend some money to make some more money kind of guy. He is a, this is how much money I have, and we're going to spend less than that kind of a guy. So that's the owner that Vegas could be getting until he sells. But that could be the guy. And so have fun with him, I guess. And if this does actually go through, I will have many, many podcasts of words of warning for Las Vegas, which will be fun, I imagine, because we all have horror stories about John Fisher. And then we'll also probably get Farewell Friday off the ground and talk to fans and people around the A's and kind of do our farewells to the Coliseum, because we don't know how long the A's will be at the Coliseum if the Vegas deal is passed. But anyways, that's for the future. Reverse boycott is basically to show the baseball world that there are baseball fans in Oakland. We are passionate about our team, but ownership has driven us away. They don't market the product. They don't put out good gear anymore. There's no good sweatshirts. There's not anything good or likable about this team. And yet we still show up in droves when there's a competitive product on the field. Right now there's not. So there's no fans. And they're using it to be like, see, nobody that cares about the team. Well, you know who else doesn't care about the team? The owner. The owner does not care about this team. And so that is what we are going to try and show as A's fans. I'll be there as a member of the media, and I'm going to be following some people around, asking some questions and trying to give an A's fans perspective of the event. So that's what I'm going to be trying to do on June 13th. It's a Tuesday, so everybody's out of school, right? Come out to the ballpark. Why not? They have lots of cheap tickets for these games now. So go do that. Also, there is a, this is the somewhat big news, but Oaklandish and the Oakland 68s, they are, they have combined forces and they are producing shirts at cost. That's $5 per t-shirt. That is at cost to hand out to A's fans that are attending this, this boycott game and reverse boycott game. And so it's a pretty cool thing. And it started last weekend, I believe. And the goal was to raise $25,000 to make, be able to print out 5,000 shirts. And as of this morning, Sunday morning, they were at $27,000. And that is just awesome. The A's fans are producing their own giveaway for a reverse boycott game. And my hope here with this entire process is hopefully there is no votes. Hopefully Nevada has a budget by this point. That'd be great. But there is no votes on the A's ballpark bill by June 13th. Because if there is not, you know, a figurative shovel in the ground in Las Vegas, it's going to be rowdy. And A's fans are going to show out and show the world and show, you know, all of baseball what we can still do, because we want to keep our team. We don't want to keep John Fisher or Dave Gamble. We want to keep our team. We want to have baseball with the green and gold in the East Bay. And I think that it would be a much more fun event, potentially. It'd be less of a, hey, let's one last one for the road, as opposed to, no, let's try and save this team. So that's what's going on with the reverse boycott. I think it could be a lot of fun. And also something that was written by John Che, who, you know, a good reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. Sometimes he does some things and I'm like, I don't know about that. This one I liked because he was speaking nicely about A's fans. But there was one big quote. He basically said that A's fans were the best fans in baseball. And this two quick paragraphs that I'm going to read you really drove home the entire point of the article for me. So here's what that says. It's on your screen if you're on YouTube. It's easy to be Dodgers fans, Yankees fans, Giants fans. They have nice ballparks. They promote their product. They sell flashy merchandise. They're proud of their cities. They do things that suggest they're trying to win. They're fan-friendly. It's tough being an A's fan. It's tough supporting a team that Fisher has ruined in a stadium that Fisher has ignored and a town that Fisher has betrayed. It's tough enduring all the nonsense that A's fans have endured all these years and still care so deeply for what could be the worst team in Major League history. I mean, that's what it's about right there. That's what the reverse boycott is about. This is what we are. This is what we do. It's easy if, you know, you can potentially signed Aaron Judge or Carlos Correa or whoever across the bay. And I mean, you didn't, but you, when you're in that mix of free agency, as opposed to like, hey man, I hope that we can sign, I don't know, James Paxton, who's coming off of an injury riddled year. And hopefully he chooses the A's. That's the difference in free agency between Yankees fans and A's fans, is we need to re-sign Aaron Judge, or hopefully we can get somebody on a, we got Drew Rosinski and I'm stoked about it. That's the difference right there. It's a lot harder to be an A's fan. And my wife pitched an idea, and I never did it for the podcast, but it was going to be a, it ain't easy being green and gold. I think that we were watching a lot of Muppets at the time. And so I thought that would be a fun thing. Just talking about like why it's so hard to be an A's fan. And John Che kind of summarized it right there, and I think he hit the nail on the head, honestly. So that's what the reverse boycott is about. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, go get them. They're cheap. They're really cheap, and this place is going to be very, very energetic. I don't know if it's going to be packed, but there's going to be a lot of lively banter, a lot of lively fans in the ballpark on that day. There was a game, I think it was on Tuesday, someday that I went last week, there was, I don't know, 5,000 fans, maybe eight. I forget what the event was. There wasn't a lot of people there, but it sounded kind of full. Maybe not full. It sounded like a lot more people were there than were there, because that is what Oakland baseball is just people that know their stuff and get very into it. So that's something to be excited about. And if you want to show your support, you can either donate a couple of shirts, maybe $10. I'll put links everywhere. It's also on the social media profiles. So go check that out. If you want to donate a shirt and you're, you know, not going to the game, that'd be great. If you want to go to the game, check out the A's website and, you know, get tickets from there. Or you could hit up Last Dive Bar. They're going to be giving away tickets as well. So that's it for that. But coming up, we're going to talk about the A's on the field product, which is slightly less fun. But we're going to do it because, you know, this is Locked On A's. So I'm obligated to do that. But something that I'm not obligated to talk about is BetterHelp, because this show is sponsored by BetterHelp, because it's hard to find time for yourself and balance, you know, giving parts of yourself to other people with giving yourself the love that you need. And I know that this is something that I definitely struggle with, because I'm very empathetic. And I know that saying that I'm very empathetic probably means that I'm not, but I feel like I'm an empathetic person, where I feel like I'm in tune with other people's emotions. And so I want to make sure that everybody's doing okay. Like, if I see a friend that, you know, looks away in a, you know, way that's not typical of them, I'm like, hey, are you doing okay? And some decent amount of the time, they're not. And so we get to talk about it, and that's great. And BetterHelp is just a way to help you feel more complete yourself as well. Because if you're thinking about starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. It's definitely something to consider. I consider it all the time, honestly. I haven't done it yet because it's always very crazy, very busy times. But one of these days, BetterHelp going to be for me. Anyways, welcome back to the Locked On A's podcast. If you guys are enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe wherever you like to hear podcasts. Follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm by Jason B on Twitter. Check out Inside the A's for more A's news, insight, and analysis coming your way whenever A's news happens. It's at Inside the A's. Also, thank you guys so much for making Locked On A's your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, including on YouTube. And you can catch the A's hometown broadcast on the SiriusXM app. All you got to do is download the SXM app, search for Athletics, and you can hear the hometown guys doing their thing. And so that's a lot of fun. But real quick, last segment here, we got the A's were swept by the Marlins over the weekend. And they were outscored 23-6. Not great. Not a great weekend of A's baseball. Miami could be. I mean, I didn't see the final of the Atlanta score of the Atlanta game on Sunday. They were losing to Arizona last I checked in like the eighth inning. So if that result holds, Miami could have gained two games in the standings on Atlanta. They are currently the second place team in the NL East, partially due to the A's beating Atlanta 2 out of 3 and then just getting swept by Miami. So that's kind of nice of the A's to do for them. But really all I wanted to talk about, my main takeaway here, obviously Ramon Laureano, 4-for-10, that was nice. He had a nice start to June. Hopefully he's turning it around. That'd be great. Hopefully he doesn't get traded, because we would like nice things for the A's and, you know, our A's fandom, but that's for another podcast. But the thing that I want to talk about is Hogan Harris. And if you're on YouTube, you've seen that that's what we're going to talk about here, the third segment. Hogan Harris, he has made two, I'm going to call them starts. He has followed an opener in both of these starts. The opener, the first game was Austin Pruitt. The second game on Friday was Shintaro Fujinami. Both of them gave up two earned runs ahead of Hogan Harris, who then proceeded to pitch his butt off. But he was always losing in these games, which is wild to me. Hogan Harris has been really good in these two outings. I think that maybe having not having to face the top of the order and go through the middle of the order immediately could be helping him. You just need to find somebody who's a better opener, potentially. So I'd say give it one more shot with an opener with Hogan Harris following. And if they give up more runs ahead of that, then maybe just don't do that anymore and just let Hogan Harris start the game and see if he can do that. But in his two, I'm going to call them starts just for sake of ease, I guess. He's gone 5 total innings, given up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, walked just 1, struck out 10. And those are pretty good starts, or pretty good stats. Those are pretty good stats. Yeah, six hits allowed. Five of those were in the game on Friday against Miami. He only gave up one hit against the Astros. So that was cool. He's only walked one. And if you account for his other three starts in Las Vegas leading up to his promotion to the A's, he went 14 and two thirds, so roughly five innings per, gave up 11 hits, four earned runs, walked just two, struck out 17. The reason that I'm harping on these walks is in his big league debut, he got one out. He got one out, right? Yeah, he got one out, and he walked five. So the walks have not been an issue the last five times he has been on the mound. That has been great for him. He found something that works. He's just rolling with it. He'll make adjustments when he needs to. I'm liking what I'm seeing from Hogan Harris. Hopefully, we have a starting pitcher, which would be great. So in his last in the last five starts total, he's gone 24 and two thirds innings, going up 17 hits, six earned runs, walked just three, struck out 27. Those are great numbers. I'm excited to see what Hogan Harris can become. He's got good stuff plus. And I think that I need to write about that before I can talk about it, because I need to do a little bit more research on his stuff plus. But even in his big league debut, he had good stuff, but he was not a good pitcher. So he's up there with the pitching as well now. So I'm excited about Hogan Harris, I think. I think I like Hogan Harris moving forward. So that's all that I got for you guys today, though. Thank you so much for making the Locked On A's your first listen of the day. You can download the SiriusXM app and hear the hometown broadcast with whoever's doing the radio these days. You got Vince and Ken. That'd be great. So download the SiriusXM app and search for Athletics, and you can hear the hometown broadcast whenever you would like. But that's it for me today, guys. So until next time, go out and celebrate good times, A's fans. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.